All right, we are back with Ashley Hayek, Executive Director of America First Works and former National Coalitions Director for the Trump-Pence 2020 campaign. And she's been talking to us about her experiences on that campaign and about the power of family. And one of the things that just comes through to me so clearly in what you've shared, Ashley, is fundamentally the strength of the nation is grounded in the strength of our families. And your story really communicates that beautifully. But you were talking about an experience in a winter storm in Iowa, and we wanted to make sure to pick up on that. So tell us what happened.
Yeah, so it was January of 2020. It was the first tour, Women for Trump bus tour. We had Kayleigh McEnany and Laura Trump and Mercedes Schlapp. And we were going from the west side of the state all the way to the east side of the state. And as we were going through, the weather kept getting worse and worse and worse. We did our big event in Des Moines, of course. And then that next morning, we had an event, I want to say it was in Cedar Rapids. And like the weather was horrific. And I was getting a little nervous. Like, we had a MAGA Mamas event. Are the moms going to show up? They showed up. They were there. We had the reporters there. It was great. But right after, Laura and Mercy left. And so it was me and Kayleigh McEnany for the last couple of events of the day. And we got stuck in the snowstorm. We were completely stranded. There were no flights out. There was nowhere to go. Like, we were stranded on this big, giant, pink Women for Trump bus in eastern Iowa. And so it was honestly one of the most fun times that I've ever had. We ended up taking the bus. The bus's home was in Tennessee. So we rode the bus. I think I stopped halfway and got on an airplane to go back to D.C., but I think Kayleigh actually took the bus all the way to Tennessee and then flew to Florida. But it was quite an experience and one that I will probably never forget.
What an adventure. That is so, well, fun, at least in retrospect. It sounds like it was probably challenging at the time. But
we knew a little something about the bonding that happens when you get stuck in the middle of snowstorms when we're up here.
I bet you do.
I think that's how we've all bonded, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So fast forwarding now, you know, you're past the campaign. You're now leading America First Works. Tell us about the organization. Why was it established, and what are you doing? What's its mission?
Sure. So I'll say that I really believe that everything happens for a reason. And the reason I ended up on the campaign, like, to tell my husband, you know, if I get this opportunity and 3 days later getting that phone call, I felt like that was a God thing, right? And then you fast forward, it's after the election, and during 2020, from time to time, I had the opportunity to meet with Brooke Rollins, who was the chief domestic policy advisor to President Trump, and she was also his chief strategist. And so I followed up with her maybe a week or two in November and just wanted to touch base with her. She's also a mom of four children. And so I asked for some guidance, some advice. You know, we've moved our whole family from California to Virginia. We weren't sure if we were going to stay or move back to California or go somewhere else at that point. And I said, you know, I'm thinking about creating an organization because we have all of these grassroots activists who now are more concerned than ever before that we have to save America. And she said, just hold tight. We're working on something. So I followed up with her a couple more times, and we had scheduled to meet on January 7th, 2021. And I remember that morning thinking, like, there is no way this woman is going to meet with me today. There's just no way. You saw the news reports, what happened after January 6th. You saw how nasty the press was towards anybody who was anywhere affiliated with President Trump. And I called her assistant and I said, you know, is Brooke still available to meet this morning? And he said, absolutely. And evidently, I met this with her the same day as Linda McMahon, who's the chair of America First Policy Institute, who's also involved with America First Works. And despite and against the odds, Brooke decided to move forward with America First Policy Institute. And she brought in 9 former cabinet secretaries, 3 former NFL players, 3 secretary of state, the civil rights leader, the legendary Coach Lou Holtz, to carry on the policies of the America First movement. And literally within 4 or 5 months of launching America First Policy Institute, we decided that it was time to launch America First Works, because that's the advocacy arm more of the political arm of the C3. So now that we have the policies, we need to move those out into the states. Because at the end of the day, as you all know, power belongs to the people. And when you have a government that's working against you, the most effective place where you can try and get something done is at your school board level, at your state house level, in your communities. And so that's really what we decided to focus on.
What are some of the most important things that you think you're working on? Your website is really rich and full, and everyone, you can check out what they're doing at AmericaFirstWorks.com. But Ashley, you're in the middle of all of it. What are the things that you think that are most important that you're championing right now?
So right now, there's two main things from America First Works that we're looking at. Number one, it's the policies at the state level. So this year, we've had nearly 400 legislative wins across over 20 states. We really leaned into banning the gender modification of minor children. It's a huge issue. We leaned in on school choice really heavily. We've been looking at all of the policies to ban the CCP from engaging on American land and purchasing American ag land or just land in general. So all of the state policies that this have been a top priority for the organization. The other thing that we're looking at is how do we create a 100-year plan to change hearts and minds. What we saw in the campaign with all of the coalitions was we made huge, huge success with all sorts of different populations, with Hispanic voters and Black Americans and Indian Americans and Asian Americans. And we know that our policies work. And I also have watched how the Democrats have literally lied. They've lied. They have manipulated people and sold them a bill of goods. And so what I know is that what we're doing is so righteous. It's rooted in faith. It's rooted in our founding principles. And if we can continue to deliver and be the big tent that, you know, Republicans really are, that we can continue to bring more people into the America First movement. So right now we've been working in several states across the country. We have 9 states are our main primary focus. And just whether it's our Athletes for America Coalition or America First Women's Agenda, just trying to mobilize the American people.
I think that's really fantastic. We are dealing with a really big crime issue, and a lot of that has to do with the border issue. You talk about changing hearts and minds. Some of that's the messaging. We know that states have tried to change their policies, but I hear about this being talked about all across the U.S. So what is America First Policy Works doing on that? America First Works, sorry, doing on that.
Yeah. And America First Policy Institute and America First Works, we work hand in hand.
Right.
America First Works elevates the policies and advocates for them and lobbies for them. And but everything has to be rooted in framing. You know, one thing that we saw just even from Sound of Freedom was the crisis that's happening, the humanitarian crisis that's happening at the border. And being able to expose that, I think, opened up so many Americans' eyes. So much to the point that all of the big media tried to shut down the narrative.
Yeah, they tried to make it
like
a far-right
movie. Because they realized that it was undermining what they were trying to do and open our borders.
Yeah, I think that's a really good example of what you're saying, like targeting the hearts and minds. Because once you see, you can't unsee. I mean, how many times had America First Works and people who share your point of view been saying this is supporting human trafficking and the trafficking of children and drug trafficking? And it was just ignored. But then the movie comes out and everybody was shocked and appalled. And then, like you said, the media just targeted it in this just vicious way. The framing that goes after hearts and minds is important. We just have like a minute left, but what would you say is an important way to frame some of these America First policies? This isn't about a person. This isn't about one person who is president. It's about a whole way of thinking that puts our country and the neighbors who live to our left and our right first. How would you frame that if we're talking to friends and to colleagues?
Yeah, and it's not even about a party, right?
Nope.
Like, it's
right.
America First is about all of us. So, sorry, yeah. I just had to interject that. That's important.
No, that's exactly right. And it's framing in a way that is based in servant leadership and serving one another and creating a culture of self-governance. So, you know, it's defeating the cartels and ending human trafficking and securing our border. That's what it's all about. And it's, you know, giving parents rights over their children's education. It's really about the American people and giving power back to the people so we can all live in self-governance.
That was beautifully said. Thank you so much for saying that. What would you like to see in the 2024 elections? I think we want to jump into that when we get back, and maybe a little bit into energy and national debt. But maybe if you could just tell us, 30 seconds, 2024, how do we get America First leaders elected?
Yeah, I think it's continuing that the messaging is going to be absolutely critical, and probably some election security for sure.
We've been working on election security for a while. I feel like I've been talking about it for a couple of years. It's a real challenge because it takes a team effort, and it's been a challenge across the country for a really long time. We're coming up on a break. So on the other side of this break, we're going to jump into issues on energy and national debt. When I was running the campaign, Ashley, I would tell people, we all used to talk about energy policy and people would fade out, maybe not up here in Alaska because we're kind of an energy state. It's a big deal to us. It's our jobs. It's whether we feed our children tonight. But now energy policy has really become family policy, right? Mm-hmm. It's whether or not you can fill up the minivan and commute back and forth to work is affecting every single family. Everybody knows what inflation means now. Everybody's talking about domestic energy security and whether or not we're getting our energy from foreign adversaries. So let's talk about that on the other side of the break, because energy security is an America First issue, and so is our financial security and this recession that we're in and the crash of the dollar and all of us wondering what's going on with our bank accounts and interest rates. On the other side of the break, we've got Ashley Hayek from AmericaFirstWorks.com. Figure out what they're doing, support their advocacy. We'll see you on the other side. Leave a review and be entered to win one of our Stand Hydro Flask stickers. Hit subscribe and become one of our standouts. We'll see you soon.